You're listening to the Sans Pants Network.
Home of comedy,
culture, adventures,
and ghosts.
Hey everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of Plumbing the Death Star. I'm Joel.
I'm Jackson.
And I'm also Joel.
And today we are asking the important questions like, which would be the worst superhero to be caught by? Hey, what's up? We're criminals.
Yeah.
We do crime.
Welcome to this seminar.
Yeah. So
you live in a world full of a lot of superheroes, and some of them in your life are going to catch you. You're not all that very good.
You're doing crime, and I know you are because you're here.
Because there's some superheroes that if they catch you doing crime, you're like, oh, I hope it's them. Yeah. Because, for example, Superman, I think it'd be great to be caught
absolutely.
By.
Absolutely.
Because what's he going to do? He's going to pick me up by the scruff of my neck and be like, you did bad. And I'm like,
He's going to pick up the gun that you were going to shoot
the
grandma
with. I'm going to try and shoot you. He's going to, I know.
Yeah, I know. He puts the gun in his mouth. He chews it, spits it out. You're like, that's cool.
Yeah. You're a cool guy, Superman.
You're a cool guy too, Joel Dushan.
He's high fives and he throws me in a lake.
Take me to jail or you're putting me in a lake? Which one?
The classic Superman bit is to fly over the jail and drop you in, which is so like from all the old cartoons. Just cripples your legs in the middle of the yard.
Why every time?
God!
And a bunch of criminals, just like inmates surrounding you with shivs. Come on, Superman! Think! But I know what you mean. He'd be ultimately good to you. And Spider-Man's the same. Spider-Man's pretty good because
He'll make fun of you. He might hurt your feelings.
Yeah, he's going to hurt my feelings.
He might have a cry on the bus.
See, Spider-Man, though, you'll have a cry on the bus ride home. But also, he's going to web me and upside down. Yeah. I'm going to be alone in my thoughts for a lot and then really question my decisions.
Yeah. Whip. Oh, it's your first day on the job of crime. Is it? No, I've been a criminal for ages. Well,
doesn't show.
I
guess experience doesn't necessarily equal good.
Yeah, and then he's going to grab my head and Douche's head and bonk us together like we're part of like a fucking Three Stooges
routine. And as you're hanging there from the light bulb, you're like, that quip. He's having an off day, I think. Was that quip like his regular caliber, would you say? I know, I was thinking the same thing.
What's a normal Spider-Man quip? I don't know.
Just like, his grammar was off.
Yeah. So basically,
I guess doesn't make perfect.
There you go. Spider-Man's come back to say.
The reason I commit crime is because I want to see Spider-Man's tight five.
Yeah. He's funny.
Yeah, he actually makes me laugh.
Yeah.
So you say you shouldn't be punching down, but that's all he does.
He's good. But also, like, the thing with Spider-Man is that he's probably not going to take you to jail. Like, we've discussed this before.
He'll stop the
crime and then he'll leave you for the cops. Yeah. And then when the cops arrive,
there's no evidence you did a crime except the web, so there's nothing. So you're free to go.
That's right. Don't check the cameras, coppers. Thank you.
Bye.
And I pull out my gun and I mug the coppers.
Give me your cop money. I know you have them.
So
some of them, it's bad, obviously, because the awesome crime you're about to commit has been stopped in its tracks. But there are far worse.
Way worse.
So I was thinking, pretty bad one.
Yep.
Aquaman.
Oh, in the sea.
Number one, I'm committing sea crime. Okay,
so I haven't seen the Aquaman movie. Yeah. I've never had any interest in the Aquaman comics. Mm-hmm. And frankly, as a guy, have no feelings towards him whatsoever. I don't think he sucks. I don't think about him at all.
Yeah.
What crimes are he stopping? Yes.
What crime are he stopping? What happened to Spider-Man?
I'm still Spider-Man. Hey, Aquaman, what crimes are you stopping?
Why, Spider-Man, the crimes that I'm stopping are?
Kingpin punched harder today, I guess.
I need to have a lie down. Is that such a crime? I think that typically...
Does he bash whalers or is he like...
people who have acquired an illegal submarine?
I think it's often either
someone's in the ocean strangling a fish. Like what?
So it's either...
I hate this fish.
I'm just wading into the water. Just like arms out. Where's the fish's neck?
Just hucking plastic bags in.
Oh, I hate this one fish so much. It's my enemy fish. I promise revenge and I'm getting it today, Aquaman. You can't stop me.
At the beach with you two and I just look out to see coffee, and I'm like, yeah, give me 5 minutes, boys.
Aquaman comes in. What seems to be the problem, boy? What seems to be the problem?
I hate this fish.
You hate this fish?
This
hang on.
This has nothing to do with you.
Wait, oh, yeah, but fish, do you hate this man?
Yes. So much.
Fuck this. Yeah,
Aquaman being like, I guess this does have nothing to do with me. The fish being like, step off, mate. Okay. Step off. This isn't about you.
Aquaman standing with the two Joels. Yeah, that fish fucking hates him.
Yeah, you two like sitting at the beach.
Yeah,
like,
but Aquaman shouldn't get involved. A different fish. Yeah, I hate that guy. Look at him. He's greasing up my sea.
Jackson has like the opposite of my powers. All fish hate him.
You're just like strangling a fish. Another one just jumps out of the ocean and hits you
in the back of the head.
Like, oof. This is between me and that fish. Wait, not me and you.
They just start flinging out of the sea and bruising me in the stomach. You watch me get dragged out to sea. You're like, wow.
You're like, Aquaman, you're doing this. I'm really not.
I don't know what this is.
I'm thinking about smoking a cigarette, actually. Aquaman
cool
smokes in my head.
Oh, yeah. No, but so the thing
is, he's got gills. He doesn't need his lungs.
Yeah, exactly.
I can see him smoking a pipe.
I don't know if that travels.
I said through his gills, but he don't have gills.
But the thing that typically the crimes are like, yeah, like polluting or, yeah, whaling.
So like Captain Planet.
Yeah,
shit.
Or it's crimes that I guess that are happening in or to Atlantis. Yeah. So.
Or is it more like you've committed land crime and then using sea as the escape route?
Well, I guess that's a problem. Or even if I'm committing a crime in the coastal town that he lives in.
So, but why? So why is it bad to get caught by Aquaman?
Well, I don't really know what form it would take. That's scary. He's unpredictable. Is he going to be a piranha? Is he going to be a whale?
Can he turn into stuff?
No, but he can call them to come and get me.
So
right?
You are, if you're, say, in the coastal town, what crime have you committed and where are you right
Let's
now?
Let's say robbing a bank.
Okay, you've robbed a bank.
In a coastal town.
In a coastal town. And you are currently
Jackson Bailey.
Yeah, no, but where are you location-wise currently?
Oh, well,
what
I mean,
is your... Okay, you've got a big bag of money with the dollar sign on it. You're wearing stripy bank robbery clothes. Yeah. You've got a revolver.
Mm-hmm. Where are you going?
I would probably get in my getaway car and then drive off into the hillsides.
So you're driving away from the sea?
Yeah. But Aquaman's like, well, I got to protect the town. What are his powers? Control over fish.
Yeah.
Maybe out of the drains on either the fucking stormwater drains on either side of the ocean, a big whale comes out, crushes my car. That's scary.
I have many questions.
I don't think Aquaman's getting involved. Flash is probably coming, stopping your car, and you're like, oh, shit.
Do you know how stormwater works? A. B. Do you know how big a whale is? C.
Okay.
Do you
He skipped B.
He didn't skip B. He said
A and then C.
It's A, B, and then C.
Oh, I didn't hear B. Yeah.
Again, the problem is you, Jackson.
What? Let's explore the idea that Aquaman just watches the crime happen to his town.
Well, no, because it's
like,
running. You go.
Oh, wow.
No, it's like he
he'll just jump on your car.
He's far more likely to call another member of the Justice League to help in this situation.
He's fast.
Yeah.
Oh, he is. Oh, I don't
know.
You know what? I don't know
strength.
Why I'm pretending. I don't fucking know what Aquaman does.
He's just got like
frankly, it's not my business.
He's just got basic superhero strength.
Like, and generic superhero powers.
But he can also breathe underwater and talk to fish.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I guess he just runs after your car, punches through the roof, pulls you out of the car, throws you into the sea, then you get eaten by piranhas.
I just think he would stop you.
Yeah.
Like, he would just... Maybe stop
your
car.
He'd probably just throw a trident.
Yeah.
That's bad.
Pop your tires.
I suppose I thought you'd like throw a trident at me.
Maybe.
How do you
he
imagine
might just pin your hand to the wall?
Can he I don't think he's like, hey whale, can you beach yourself? Sorry, can you squeeze yourself into this very tight
maybe not frame? A whale, but let's say a swordfish.
Swordfish. Which do you know
this,
hang on, how big do you think a swordfish is?
Yay big. Yay wide.
Yeah. So I will say that Jackson was closer than we suspected.
To be honest, I am a bit shocked.
Yeah.
Follow up question, you know how big a drain is?
Yeah, okay. No.
And
so
you know
that
how
size?
How high is a stormwater drain from where if somehow this large swordfish
suppose it couldn't jump up out the stormwater drain.
Yeah, can your swordfish climb ladders?
And then if it did get there,
then
what?
Then it would impale me.
But it's somehow managed to jump vertically up, and now it's a little
shooting
sword
horizontal
beak.
Out.
it's going to maybe flop out in the best case, and it's on its best day, and then you're going to run it over. Yeah. And you're like, fuck, I'm running over a fish.
And then it pops my tires, and Aquaman picks me
How
up.
How did it pop your tires?
With its sword fish.
But you ran it over.
Yeah, well, I would have hit body with some of my car.
So it aims up?
No. The swordfish's sword has spikes all along it.
Okay, so that kind of swordfish.
What swordfish were
it's
you
like
thinking
a different
of?
Swordfish. I think the it's like a garfish.
Maybe I was the genius this time.
No, because I think what you're imagining isn't actually called the swordfish.
I think it's a swordfish.
A swordfish is this.
With the, like, spiked beak?
No.
This is a swordfish.
Like, a swordfish has more of a...
It's just like, it's like a fucking point.
I think...
This.
Oh, that guy. No, I don't mean that guy.
Yeah,
I
think when you said swordfish, I thought you meant swordfish.
Oh, yeah.
See, our mistake.
That's a
yeah, when you say a swordfish, we think you mean swordfish.
Yeah, nonsense.
What fish do you mean?
It's also called a swordfish.
It's not called a swordfish. I just showed you a swordfish.
Is it like a... Like,
look, okay, I'll Google
like a sore shark.
Different.
Maybe a sore shark.
I'm thinking of a sore shark.
Yeah. Oh well, excuse me for getting the two bladed fish mixed up.
He's thinking of a sore shark. That's a sore shark. Look at that. It's like a saw.
That is not popping a car tire.
Show me his beak.
I reckon I could probably cop that and be fine.
That's also not what I was thinking of.
Are you thinking of?
I don't know. I'd need my phone, but I don't have it with me.
Where is it?
Even still,
so, okay, and your okay. Fictional cross between a swordfish and a sore shark, that has the ability with its spines to pop a car tire, jumps,
swims into a stormwater drain,
jumps up 9 to 10 feet
quite
vertically.
You get your
somehow
car pops.
Flops out of the drain,
and like so far that you're unless you're hugging the curb,
yeah.
Are you hugging the curb?
I'm all over the road,
okay. So you might miss it.
Yeah, well, that would be lucky, and then I'd get away.
So
let's say, okay. Say your tire gets popped.
Okay, yeah.
Aquaman, he allegedly strolls up to you.
Maybe. I don't know what authority Aquaman will take me to. Atlantis?
Why?
I don't know.
Wouldn't he just take you to jail?
Would he just be like, why did you... He might just take you to the coastal town police station, maybe?
Yeah.
All right. Let's say I'm committing a crime out at sea.
Okay.
Like I'm dumping toxic waste or whatever. Okay.
The same thing is going to happen, just so you know. But okay, yeah, please continue.
Yeah. Well, he's got one more of the sea available to him. Yeah,
but you're dumping. I just want to double check. You're dumping toxic waste.
Yeah.
Currently.
Yeah.
Why would he call on? Because it's the same fucking thing. Where you're going to be like, he'll call on fish, but he won't, because then that's putting his friends into poison.
Yeah. When does he ever use the fish to fight crime then?
Well, when they're not putting toxic waste.
Fine, I'm throwing delicious chum in the water, but somehow it's illegal. Or I'm dumping exotic animals that have died on my watch.
Okay, there we go.
Okay, so Aquaman might just pop up. He's like, hey, what's going on?
All these animals died on my watch, Aquaman. I didn't know how to look after a Bengal tiger.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Did you have a permit for these?
Let's say yes.
Okay, I'm going to call my mates, sharks over to eat these, I guess.
For helping me, I guess.
Yeah. What are you doing?
Yeah, this seems illegal.
It seems illegal, but I guess we've got to get rid of all these exotic animal bodies.
Yeah.
Because they're not alive. They are definitely all dead.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So I guess I can feed some sharks.
Why is he trying to benefit from this and not taking me to jail?
Well,
he probably will after that.
Yeah, okay, I'll get some sharks. I'll put, okay.
Because, like, what?
What else am I going to do?
Leave them floating and see where they get pecked up by birds
just
seems
and like shit. Priority. I mean, I guess.
Well, I can do two things at once.
Also,
I've already called the sharks.
Also, like a lot of time when crimes and stuff like that, especially by someone that's clearly deranged, the person dealing with it whether they be superhero or not, isn't going to immediately be like, I'm going to bash
you. I'm not going to like, punch you in the back of the head.
Well, I wasn't even suggesting bash me, but it's weird that he just landed and had a real casual conversation.
Trying to get you on side and then we'll stab you in the back.
Yeah, like, what's going on? To be like, okay, so you're dumping.
You said you got a permit.
He didn't check that.
Yeah, but then he'll probably be like, that's probably a follow up.
Yeah.
So do you have that permit?
Not on me. It's at home.
So
don't have an email receipt or anything for it?
No.
And you have a permit.
I left it at the dock.
You have a permit for all of these different types of animals.
Isn't it illegal to dump, say, a dead dog into the ocean?
Well, this is like a dead Bengal tiger.
Yeah, I know, but I'm just working out, is the basic one a crime?
Yeah.
And I'm working out, is this is a crime?
I think this is a crime. I think it's a crime to dump illegal animals in the sea.
To dump animal...
But I like that
I'm getting, like, on a list.
Yeah. I like that it's unclear enough that maybe Aquaman leaves me alone. That's good.
No, I don't think he leaves you alone, which is, I think you've fallen for the same trap I just described to you, which is he'll be like, oh, okay, and be on side with you, and you're like, oh, okay, and then all of a sudden he'll be like, anyway, we're going back to the station, and you're like, oh, no, but it's too late because he's on your boat.
So, ocean dumping of certain harmful waste is banned. Is sea burial legal in Australia?
Well, then let's say I'm dumping. I got to find the perfect crime for it to be a crime for the two of you.
Look, you can be, okay, he's committing maybe you're illegally dumping.
I brought a guy out to sea to shoot him in the head. How about that?
Okay. Well, same thing. It'd be he'd pop up.
You got a permit for that?
He'd pop up.
Yes. Oh, carry on.
He'd see, shoot that guy in the head then.
He would see you're about to shoot a guy in the head.
Yeah.
Maybe this is where he would go, like, call on a swordfish.
Mm-hmm.
As you're about to shoot him, the sword would, fish's beak would impale your hand.
Yeah.
Shooting you in the head.
You would drop your gun into the ocean. Aquaman would be like, right, what the fuck's going on here now?
Yeah. And I would be like, well, I was about to shoot that guy in the head.
All right. Well,
he's pretty clear, Aquaman.
What?
Wish you didn't do this to my wrist.
Well, anyway, he maybe has handcuffed you. Does he have cuffs?
No.
He'd restrain you in some way.
Tie you up with
kelp.
Yeah.
Or just hold you by the scruff of the neck. Like, right, we're going to land and dealing with you.
Yeah. Then would he just offload me to the cops?
Yes. Is Aquaman a cop?
I don't know.
Okay, so when you pitch this, I'm assuming what you thought was going to happen is that you would be like, Aquaman's taking me to Atlantis jail and I can't breathe underwater, so I'm going to drown on the way there.
Yeah,
and
even if I survive, Aquaman's going to punch me with a shark.
Yeah.
No, you're a human man. These people have been like, oh, yeah, it's a human man doing an illegal crime that I'm just stopped.
Aquaman's probably one of the best ones to be caught by.
Yeah, you can reason with Aquaman. Aquaman's a guy.
Yeah, that's true.
Also,
yeah.
Aquaman doesn't wear a mask. Everyone knows his name. Arthur Curry. There he is.
Well, yeah, I would be like, Arthur Curry's come for me.
Yeah, he'd be like, all right, first off, I'm sorry, I've broken your arm because you're about to shoot a guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, now we're going to go and take you to...
Yeah, attempted murder.
We're going to take you to the...
Now you're just going to regular jail.
Well, what if I'm doing a crime in Atlantis?
How the fuck did you get here?
All right. No, fair enough. You're in Atlantis, you're doing a crime. Every single Atlantean is stronger than you.
What Aquaman crime you comes doing? Up. You're
you snuck
in
a
Atlantis.
Gun into Atlantis? Is that what you've done?
Yeah.
Everyone belts
I took a bubble in or whatever. Yeah. I don't know.
You get hit with Aquaman like seven tridents.
Aquaman is there. You're already under arrest by all the Atlantean
Aquaman
guards.
Not involved.
Aquaman maybe comes like, what the fuck are you doing here?
Yeah.
Are you here as like a...
I'm here to kill Aquaman.
So this isn't a meeting or anything?
No,
you haven't like. Is this like you're not from the earth, like the land, to come down and have a chat about something?
No, Aquaman, you impaled my wrist with a sword.
Oh, you're that guy.
Yeah,
I've come to seek revenge on your home turf.
Oh,
okay. Yeah. Okay, Atlanteans, bash this man.
Right. So, okay, so you have committed crime, attempted, I guess, regicide.
Yes,
I am the king.
Yeah.
Okay,
I know.
Is he? Have we disarmed him?
What?
Has he got no weapons?
He's got no arms.
Well, arms as in like,
his arms are off.
Okay, well, I meant weapons. Oh, all right. Never mind.
Put him back out to sea. He'll
sharks will eat him. There's all the blood leaking out of his sockets.
So you're admitting to attempted regicide?
Yeah.
Okay, well, then I guess we'll put him in the Atlantis jail.
Yeah.
Then do I get ferried to human jail level?
No, you've committed crime.
A missing person?
Yes. We may inform, I guess we might have like a diplomat.
Might tell Green Lantern.
Yeah, we might. Yeah, we might. Yeah, maybe the. Well, basically, we will tell someone.
Yeah,
and can see, inform your family that, that yeah. you'll never be seeing the light.
See
of
See if there's
again.
Like maybe an Australian diplomat that might want to work with us to try and get you back to their jail. But until that time comes, you are under arrest.
Well,
in
it's
Atlanta,
nice to know.
Atlantis.
It was scary when I thought I was going to be in Atlantis forever. It's nice
well,
to know
you currently
that
are, but, yeah,
but
we
I'll eventually be back in Earth jail.
Well, we don't know.
Maybe not. The diplomat could be like, nah, keep him.
Then it just is about.
Do you have an Atlantis of, firing squad?
Yeah, diplomatic relations with Atlantis and Australia, because they could be like, we want, can you free our guy? And they're like, he tried to commit regicide. He tried to kill our king. And they're like, and we're like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's a tough one.
What if he promises never to do it again? Hey, well, Jackson, do you promise never to do it again?
The moment I'm out.
He's a danger not to.
I will shoot every king I can.
He's a danger
I'm
to myself.
I'm the king killer, okay?
He's a danger to myself, other kings.
I'm Mr. Regicide.
He's, how many people have you, how many kings have you killed?
None.
None so far.
See? He's not going anywhere. Yeah. So you might rot in an Atlantis jail, but this isn't Aquaman's fault.
No, that's more Atlantis, isn't it?
Yeah. No. Really missed what I, you just did not pick up what I was putting down, huh? You saw it and then just jumped right over and walked into it like, I don't know.
It is Atlantis' fault.
Yeah. No, not at all. Not you. Just really skipped over that and hit your head in the door.
Yeah,
No. That's you. It's all really your fault.
Yeah.
I Aquaman, and you're just a regular guy. Aquaman, fine. Aquaman's fine. All right, he's fair enough. A fine criminal. I honestly think one of the worst superheroes to get caught by would be Ghost Rider, a.k.a. the Spirit of Vengeance.
Yeah.
Simply for one very, very bad reason called the Penance Stare. Which, look, which is something that he does in close quarters. And if I see a man with a flaming skull coming at me, I'm freezing.
I'm not doing much. Well, you're not running away.
So, yeah, if he locks eyes with me, it's apparently it induces self-mortification.
What?
I don't know
might
what
that
is
be?
Just yet. By imposing every negative action, behavior, and sensation and sins to the pains of others that
well,
I've maybe
Well, do you think you've done
in.
Many of them?
I've probably committed a decent amount if I am a career criminal.
Oh, yeah,
and
that's
getting
fair.
Them.
Plus, if we were podcasters before that, heaps.
Yeah.
Every single person taking their headphones off in disgust.
Its effects are similar. Its effects are similar to the soul-searing effect of hellfire.
Oh, okay.
I'm just going to quickly Google
the soul-searing effects.
Self-mortification.
Is that? It sounds like it means you die yourself.
Subjugation of appetites or desires by self-denial or self-discipline as an aspect of religious devotion?
I don't know what that means. Yeah. Mm. I think it'd be bad as well with Ghost Rider to be hit with a chain.
Yeah. Or a flaming tire of a motorcycle. Yeah. And also,
both those things would be really bad, I reckon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Infliction of pain or discomfort on oneself.
So it just hurts.
Yeah.
Yeah, but like on a spiritual level.
It hurts your soul.
It hurts your soul.
And
then the chain hurts you physically.
So every negative action, behavior, sensation, and sin that I have committed to others gets inflicted onto myself.
Yeah.
All at once.
Yeah, that is grim.
Yeah.
That is bad.
And once again, is man on fire. He doesn't seem like someone I can reason with.
No. I wouldn't even try talking to him.
I would be being like,
oh,
no. Do
like criminals know that he's got the penance there? Like, if you see him coming, are you like,
I don't know.
He better not look at me.
No. I just think that it'd be like, why is that man, like, why is that skull on fire and walking towards?
Is that guy dead on that motorcycle?
I don't think I would think, why is that skull on fire?
Yeah.
She's like, oh, no.
Yeah. I would
no just, thoughts, just fear.
I would just be thinking, what? And then immense pain.
Yeah. Immense fear. What does he do after that? Are you just like so fucked up that he goes home? Or
hits you with the chain again. Make sure you can't get up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I guess what happens?
Like, does he like, okay, Aquaman will take me to jail. Sure. Does Ghost Rider?
I feel like he just leaves you on the side of the road.
That's bad.
Oh,
but then,
okay. Even if someone is innocent, Penister can still kill them because the Ghost Rider thinks they are guilty.
That's good.
Okay.
Ghost Rider stare gives them back the same pain that... Okay.
What
so
is
the
it?
Ghost Rider stare gives them back the same pain that the Ghost Rider thinks they have afflicted on others.
Oh, so it's all the Ghost Rider's choice.
To let them experience it themselves.
what but they
then every
scored.
Time you go
so
up,
I just thought it was like a thing to be like oh like, shit
yeah,
but
yeah.
No, maybe part of it is like I reckon you're a piece of shit so
so
that's the, scary.
Is there a way around it? I wonder, like, could you dress up a guy like a criminal and you dress like a civilian so Ghost Rider gives some guy all the things he thinks you've done to people instead of the, you know what I mean?
I think maybe Thanos is immune because he's ain't
guilty.
Well,
that's no help to you.
Yeah, at all.
Yeah, yeah.
And maybe Galactus.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Joel Samet's sadly not on the list.
Yeah. It's not Thanos, Galactus, Joel Samet, immune to the penance.
Yeah, three hosts of Plum in the Death Star, they already feel what they have done wrong at all times.
Yeah.
It's heavy on my soul.
Do you think if you felt everything that you'd inflicted on other people back, and then, because like Ghost Rider seems like he just goes.
Yeah.
Would you keep go back to committing crimes?
No.
I think it's hard though.
Yeah.
Like, I think I broke a guy's leg once.
When?
So like,
when was
that wasn't it was in a, it was a concert thing.
Okay.
So he was fine.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He had a leg broke.
Yeah.
It was just like the crowd pushed him. Yeah. He was fine. He didn't get, but like, if I'm standing there and all of a sudden I feel like I've broken my leg.
Yeah.
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 But then
and
he
plus
goes.
It's
like, there's all these other things in like even just gentle pains. Like if you like accidentally shove somebody or like bump somebody, you're playing sports, you're tackling someone. And like, sure, like at that moment in time, yeah, that's fine. But then all at once.
Yeah. It's going to suck.
All you did
I'm
was
not
just
denying
tap
it's
going to
suck. It's going to feel like the worst feeling you've ever had in your life.
I think that what you think is going to happen is that the moment he stops looking at you, you just go back to normal.
No, I don't mean like you're going to keep committing crime that night.
Oh, that was like fucked. Anyway, time like, to push over a granny or something.
Well, it depends. It's going to go one of two ways. Yeah. Either it's the worst pain you've ever felt and you get over it and you're like, well, now I'm a
good guy.
Yeah. No, I mean like as in like that's the worst that anyone can do and I'm...
And I'm fine.
Nothing
can kill me. I'm
probably
invincible.
Just have very, very, very bad dreams.
Yeah.
Or the other way is, like you get, you're like, well, I never want to experience that again. I need to live a good life.
I guess also,
or you die apparently.
Also, it can just kill
that's
you.
Option three. Yeah, that is pretty bad.
But
and I guess as well, there's like on some level, you're like, what if he does it again? I don't want to do anything more bad to people. I don't want it to get worse.
The vibes being so bad you die is pretty hectic.
You might just become like a very pious individual.
Yeah. It's funny to imagine Ghost Rider gets so close to you to do the penance there and your hair catches fire from his fire.
Oh no.
I mean, at that point, probably the least of my worries.
Would he go through with the penance there or would he patch you out first?
No, he'd go through the penance there. Yeah. Ghost Rider does not care about
he doesn't care about your hair.
He just doesn't care about you full stop. By the sounds of it, it sounds like he's killed innocent people with the penance.
If he just thinks you might be guilty, oh no.
Oh,
and
actually,
I have a gun and a big bag of money.
Yeah.
He's got a pretty good reason to think that, I did do it.
And he just happened to be driving by and was like, oh, yeah, I'll get this gun.
But also,
yeah.
If it's what he thinks you've done, like I would have been safe with the leg break story.
Yeah.
He wasn't there.
So you might be lucky. He might give you a penance.
But you still go back to, maybe it's a little bit of both. Because sure, it's got to go back to your own. Or maybe it has to do with your own sense of guilt.
Yeah. Well, yes. Yeah. So
I don't feel bad about it.
You're not getting your leg broke.
Yeah.
Other things. And it's also about emotional
pain. I'm not even sure if it was broken, to be honest. It could have been a dislocated knee or something.
Yeah, you're fine.
Yeah.
He fell over on stairs and I fell on top of him. What am I going to do?
That's not you. Nobody's fault. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, but if
the band's fault, if anything, cancel all music.
Yeah. So it will be bad. But is there anything else bad about Ghost Rider? Don't get me wrong. The penance there is...
Okay, so apart from
getting hit with the chain.
Okay. Would hurt.
Flaming bike wheel.
Yeah.
Scary to look at.
Also, his existence proves the existence of Satan and hell.
You know, hell is real. Same kind of thing as seeing Spawn. You're like, oh no.
Yeah, that's true.
Religion was right.
Yeah. Sins can cause me to experience eternal damnation.
Yeah.
And I am currently a criminal.
You're a criminal and you see Ghost Rider.
You're like, oh, I'm going to hell.
Yeah. Hell's real and I'm going.
Yeah, so I don't know if that's going to be great for me.
Yeah, that's pretty bad.
Pretty bad.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of other kind of like, because, you know, spirits of vengeance, and I might be like, he might not even be out after me because I robbed a bank. It might be some other crime.
Yeah, he might mistake you for a guy who robbed a bank.
And kill you.
Ghost Rider might be driving along on his motorbike and be like, is that the guy? I'm going to get out and give him. I'm a penance there, and we'll just see.
And I look a little bit generic. And when you look generic, you look like a lot of people.
And if you're like, Ghost Rider, I didn't rob the bank, he will not believe you.
No.
He'll penance there.
You'll be like, look, penance there me. You'll see it's true. I won't. won't feel any badness. Yeah.
Oh my God, that's so much pain. So you felt pain, but you don't know. I'm the Ghost Rider. And then he gets out of it.
Yeah, that one's...
Yeah, I'm trying to think if he's got any other kind of stuff. Oh, like what? Hellfire manipulation? Hellfire infusion?
But you don't know it's hellfire. Well, he just seems like a guy with a skull
on fire. Can he control the flame on his head? Like, can he shoot it like a flamethrower?
That would be sick.
Or breathe fire?
Or like make it into horns or something?
Well, he's able to rain down a firestorm of hellfire directly towards surrounding enemies, resulting in devastating destruction.
It would be the craziest thing that ever happened to you if he got you for doing crimes.
There's a lot more worse things. What is sin manipulation?
Oh no!
He's made you
leave my sins alone, guy.
He can manipulate the immortal act.
What?
He can manipulate the immoral act known as sin. He can purify any soul.
Okay,
righteous or
hey, dude, I'm really sorry for that crime I did last month. Can you just,
however,
like, forgive me?
Like, this effect may cause victims to be emotionless.
Hey, dude, can you remove my emotions but make sure I go to heaven?
Yeah.
That seems worth it to me.
He can
I'll smile when I meet Jesus Christ and all will be right.
He can read hearts and souls of his victims.
Of what? His victims? No one should say, hey, I'm a superhero and I've got victims.
You are. Imagine describing anyone Superman stopped as his victim. Yeah, this is
and Superman. His victims are robbing a bank.
He can sin eat. So you can
suck them out, eat them out.
Eating sins is fine.
Just
suck off my sins, bro. But
you got soul manipulation.
Yeah, this is all good stuff.
But it's also intangible. I can't be scared of it. I don't know what it means.
What do you mean you can't be scared of it?
I can't fathom.
Well, I don't know that he does. Like, I don't know what that it's called.
No,
soul
but even
manipulation.
If he's like, I'm gonna manipulate your soul. I'm like,
no, he's not gonna. He's just gonna rip out my soul, and I'm gonna be like, that felt weird.
Yeah.
What did you do?
And bad vibes. It's just all bad vibes.
That's all it seems like it is.
It is bad. Yeah. And all of these things happening to you would be the worst. But I'm kind of with Jackson, where this is almost like above what my human brain can comprehend.
So I can't feel
it just because it hurts.
It feels like it's a bit of overkill,
In the same way that getting sudden onset set of diarrhea feels bad.
Yeah.
You don't really understand what just happened, but you need to shit real bad, and then once you shit,
it's
it goes
like,
away.
I just robbed a bank and pushed over a nan, and now I'm worried about my soul.
Yeah.
And I think I saw a man on fire.
Yeah. But he does a whole bunch of crazy. It's painful. It's strange. Yeah. He goes, you're like, that was the craziest night of my life.
Yeah.
And then
you rob a bank in 3 weeks when you forget.
Yeah.
When
you feel better
then
again.
Then I become a.
Well, you're scared straight, either one.
Yeah.
That'll do it.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Are you like me, a big old fantasy nerd who maybe dabbled in Magic the Gathering in high school, but then had to stop playing it because it ruined the friendship when one of you played the Slivers deck and your good friend Steve, who you no longer talk to, had a bad time? Or maybe you saw Lord of the Rings and thought to yourself, I can't wait to get more fantasy films and shows. They can only keep getting better. And then we got two horrible seasons of the Shannara Chronicles and Warcraft the film. Or you picked up the Dungeons & Dragons player handbook, flicked through it, and were filled with hope and excitement that your friendship group could come together on a regular basis to play a game of imaginations, but oh no, you and all your friends are scum, and you could barely organize a piss-up in a brewery. But don't worry, you can live vicariously through us where we play Dungeons & Dragons on a podcast called D&D's for Nerds. Form parasocial relationships not just with us, but the characters we play. Become overly attached to a fictional wizard who is bad at magic, or a fictional rogue who is bad at magic, or a fictional warrior who, coincidentally, is also bad at magic. Basically, we don't understand how magic works, and that is filtered through literally every character we play. Each campaign is standalone, but long-time listeners will find themselves following a greater story set over centuries. Just search for D&D is for Nerds on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. It's never been a better time to be a big old fantasy nerd.
So, The one I've picked.
Yeah.
No frills.
Oh, okay.
No spills.
No Sunday kills.
Ah. Okay.
Basically, I've gone with Frank Darbo, or aka Super, the superhero from Super, because unlike a Ghost Rider, he just hits it with a fucking wrench. Also, he's deranged because he got his powers from watching TV when he was sad and thinks God chose him.
Okay.
He didn't. He was watching TV.
You might not even be a criminal.
Oh, yeah. No. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, getting hit by a wrench would be bad.
He says, yep. Shut up, crime, and then hits you with a wrench.
Yeah, yeah.
In the head?
He's got a lot of confidence.
Yeah. What's worse, to be hit by a wrench or a chain?
That should have been today's episode.
A wrench. A wrench is worse, I reckon. Because a chain has a whipping motion where a wrench could cave in your skull. A chain might rend
flesh from your,
imagine
your body.
This, right? So you get whipped by a chain.
Yeah.
Hits you in the back of the head. You're like, oh. Then it wraps around and it hits you again. You're like, oh. That's twice.
Yeah. Wraps across your eyeballs. That's terrible. Mm.
And it's also a hot chain.
Yeah.
Not a scalding. Wrench, yeah, though. Frank, ow.
Yeah, he's not soup. He's Super's name of the movie. His name is the Crimson Bolt.
Sure.
Starts by hitting people with a wrench, like drug dealers and
Joel Dusher in this
sexual
instance.
Predators, yeah. Whatever. But then he also gets angry at a guy in a movie line who cut in and hits him with the wrench.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So it's a sliding scale of crime.
Yeah.
He's a violent psychopath.
Uh-huh.
And he thinks he's doing the right thing.
Well, of course.
Hits you with a wrench.
We do keep circling back to the wrench.
Basically,
yeah.
Most superheroes have some kind of moral compass where they're not going to hit you with a wrench.
Yeah.
Crimson Bolt only wants to hit you with a wrench.
Yeah.
He doesn't care what you've done. Yeah, wrench is coming your way.
It is interesting to think
about. And the reason that he hits you with the wrench when you come to and you're missing half your head.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, I just missed my wife who hates me because I suck.
Yeah. Does he say that to you?
No.
You're bleeding.
You're like, I just got hit by a wrench. I don't know why. But it's interesting to think about with all superheroes, like the collateral damage of being caught.
Yeah.
Right? Like with Ghost Rider, you're getting chained and you're getting pen instead. Uh-huh. But even with someone like Superman, if he picks you up in the sky, you're going to get bruised.
Yeah.
You're going to get a bit hurt with kind of all of them. Yeah. If the Flash catches you, you're going to get...
Your sudden stop, you know
what
I mean?
Yeah, you're going to get inertia and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess Green Lantern may be the only one where it might be a bit safe.
Yeah, I don't...
Because if he's good with it, he makes a big soft hand that just grabs you. And you're like, that was gentle.
There's no impact.
Softly caresses me as he arrests me. Also, a lot of them don't really have the power to arrest me.
No, not at all. Not at all.
None of them are fucking cops.
Does every superhero that gets you, is Green Lantern the only one where you're not going to get a cut or a scrape or a bruise? Or even something you can't see, fucked around muscles and bones?
Yeah.
If Superman stops, if I go to shoot someone and he just grabs my arm and flings the bullet away.
It depends how.
I'm going to have to see a chiropractor later for my shoulder, right?
No, go with a physio.
Yeah. We endorse a lot of bad things. Chiropractor, probably not a good thing. Unless you want to flirt with danger and do permanent damage to your body.
Yeah. I'll go see a physio. Yeah. I don't want to see a chiropractor.
So it's kind of because Superman can control his strength in a weird way.
But does Superman... he control it so that because he you're right, he has absolute control over it. Mm. But does Superman control it so that I feel nothing? Well, does he control it so that I get
sometimes
bruised?
Superman might be like, oh, I've got to stop those criminals who have just robbed a bank by just standing in front of their car.
Yeah.
And then he's made a car crash.
And then
they go through a window and he's like, oh, no.
Yeah.
Like Spider-Man, same
thing.
I didn't
kill them, the car accident did.
Yeah.
Is he saying that at the press conference?
You know, Spider-Man, he thrips someone out of a moving vehicle. It's a lot of just...
Broken neck.
Jostling.
I didn't kill them, the web did.
Yeah.
For some reason, I can't imagine him saying this in front of an American flag. I don't know why.
Yeah, the Punisher, you've just committed a crime. The Punisher, shoots you a couple times in the neck.
Makes you eat a whole crab or something.
He's like, I didn't kill him.
I did kill him, and I'd kill again. That's my whole thing.
I did kill him with a crab. I don't know. It's just interesting to think that, no matter what.
The X-Men, any kind of them, but they're not, they don't give a shit. They're whatever. Yeah. It's just,
It's sometimes people are going to die.
Yeah. No, but like, this is a human doing with human shit. We're going to stay out of it.
Yeah, 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 absolutely.
Oh, he's got some powers.
Yeah, yeah. Now we're getting involved. Face. Yeah.
And even then, that's still kind of fucked up because if, say, you know, everyone's favorite arse-eater Toad.
Yeah.
And he's just like, he's going out robbing a bank.
Mm. Yeah.
And then he's like, you know, running around. And then they're like, ah, we're going to stop him. It's Toad. Let's punch him in the face. Toad is still...
Yeah, he doesn't have superhuman strength or resilience.
The face of a man.
Yeah.
That's what I always thought, like...
Colossus just, you know, just cyclops him with the face.
Yeah.
Superman, Spider-Man pulls his punches too. But yeah. if Spider-Man was confused and thought you had powers and you didn't have powers...
Bastards.
They just punch your jaw clean off.
Oh my God.
Spider-Man trying to shakily put your jaw back on. I don't think he's a fit, Spider-Man.
You're throwing up your mask.
It kind of like gets you cooking up.
You do seem fine. Are you sure you don't have powers? It's shock, Spider-Man. I'm in shock.
Adrenaline? What to do anything, Spider-Man?
You don't try to put my jaw back on, call an ambulance.
Can you hook me up? M-O-H-E-R.
Yeah.
And you just kind of like a baby trying to get picked up. Yeah. I would put my arms out and be like, Spider-Man, grab me.
Take me
to ER.
Please, I need
it's
to go.
It's funny because I'm imagining him punching me like in the mouth so his fist goes through my... Like just destroys all teeth and breaks a lot of my jaw.
Spider-Man backing up like, flips away.
Basically pulls a power hit. Comes run.
Basically pulls a hit at one of
us. Yeah. Well, killed JD.
In many ways, a hit can be many things. Yeah. And a punch is a hit.
Yeah, but even if he doesn't pull his punch, like, okay, I know you can't pull your punch. To punch somebody in such a way that they stop what they're doing, it will always hurt.
I don't know why you have latched onto the idea of them, like Superman and Spider-Man pulling it. Like they have, because you really want us to be like, and I don't know why.
Yeah.
Really want us to be like, yeah, no, Superman pulls his punch to the point where he has figured out the perfect.
Well, that's what I'm saying. That's why I'm like, no matter what, you're going to knock them away. Well, there's no way.
But that's
I wish we lived in a world where Superman could punch me.
And you feel nothing.
He's got such control over it that I go flying, but I'm like, wow, I feel great.
I think you cured my vision.
How did you do that?
Then you slam into the side of a building. Yeah. And it's gone again.
Man, Superman's got healing punches.
Perfect moment.
I just felt awesome.
But I think with Superman, though, if he's fighting a regular man, I don't think he's punching. He's just like putting his hand out and like stopping you, like just being like, it's okay.
Yeah, that's true. That's
like, shush, 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 shush.
And I guess if I...
And then if you punch him, you'll break your hand.
Yeah, or if I'm like trying to twist out of the way and I like damage my spine.
Then you go see a physio. Yeah,
then I go see a physio and that's kind of on me.
Yeah,
it's always weird.
It's not really on... It's on him because you're trying to... If you are struggling against like a regular person of regular strength, you're not going to like, you know, pull out your shoulder.
No.
But Superman's like, oh shit, yeah, I didn't move. I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
Arm's out of your socket now.
He should be a bit more aware.
He should be.
Yeah.
I think a lot of the superheroes will cause... Just a regular person, a regular amount of pain.
Yeah, I think people give a lot of shit to Batman for like beating people up and like, you know, oh, he doesn't kill them, but he breaks their legs. But like, so does every superhero. Like
every superhero.
Name one superhero
does.
That doesn't break the legs of their enemies.
I mean, you look at like Daredevil, he's like the baton on the string, like that, like a billy club to your face. That hurts.
Even the Ninja Turtles.
Yeah. One of them's got a fucking sword.
I think Ninja Turtles are okay with killing, funnily enough.
Yeah. Well, they are obviously in the original comic. Yeah. But I mean, like, even the
they use swords, Jackson.
Yeah, you never see in the 90s Ninja Turtle cartoon them kill a man with
that's
a sword.
True, but you do see it in the original comics.
Stab a Foot Clan guy for sure.
No,
not in the cartoon.
Not in the cartoon.
It's kind of like the RoboCop cartoon. You never see him taking down anybody.
RoboCop shoots. He barely has a gun.
Yeah.
In fact, I don't think he does have a gun in the cartoon.
Most incarnations of the Ninja Turtles don't stab anyone. They just have swords.
Most cartoons, even though the protagonist could definitely kill their villains, don't, because it's a cartoon for children. Like Biker Mice from Mars, almost same power set Ghost Rider without all the hellfire. Just a man with a chain.
Yeah.
That was also a a mouse.
Yosemite Sam, two guns.
Never shoots anyone.
And yes, like, he does.
He shoots the air.
He shoots the monster's teeth out. Okay.
And he also shoots Daffy's bill around.
Daffy gets shot heaps.
Bullets in the Looney Tunes don't seem to do as much damage as...
Hey, you know Krang from the Ninja Turtles?
Yeah.
If you just smack the back of that guy, would he slop out onto the ground?
Yeah. Yes. And you could put him out like a cigarette.
Yeah.
That's fucking awesome.
Yeah.
But yes, there is every superhero that if they try to stop you, if they're doing it in a any kind of physical way, there will be a form of damage no matter what.
Yeah.
Unless
it's unavoidable.
And even Green Lantern.
Yeah.
But he's got to be very careful with his, I guess, calculations.
Yeah.
Like, even if he makes a soft glove that's stops you and then moves with you with your momentum, that's the only way he could.
Like when Superman catches somebody that's falling out of a building.
Yeah.
Why don't they just splat on him?
Well, because of the way he catches
them.
Because
he doesn't like a
parabola.
Oh, he
kind of does a swoop and kind of falls.
He doesn't
with
do what Spider-Man does to Gwen Stacy.
Yeah.
Because otherwise you get Gwen Stacy.
Yeah. He kind of goes down and
up. Yeah. That's fair. I was sort of picturing him just grabbing them in his arms. But if he did that, he would have your shoulder blades and hips. The rest of you would be on the ground.
He does that with planes.
What, catches planes?
You're right, actually. Every time Superman catches a plane, he should just go through the plane, right?
Maybe.
Yeah. Anyway, I guess what we've learned is...
Surely he's a little bit, telekinetic.
No.
No.
No, that's just not the case.
He's not.
Maybe planes are strong?
Yeah, all right.
Unless he kind of moves it a bit and somehow absorbs...
Well,
the
impact,
and then has to go down into the
He would absorb
earth,
the impact into the ground.
Kind of like lightning going
through. Okay.
Like the force of it. Like, but would still crumple the...
Oh, yeah, it would crumple the plane a bit, but it wouldn't like... You could. I reckon you could do it in a way where you're crumpling the plane, but no one's getting hurt.
Small amount of pressure.
Yeah.
A lot of force to go from him. Yeah. He is basically a magic man. He does fly. Which is something that we have yet to see in our world. So why are we applying real-world physics to that?
Well, we're going to kill 44 minutes.
Yeah. I reckon, don't worry about it. And on that note, I've been Joel.
I've been Jackson.
And I've also been Joel.
Whether it be punched, kicked, or hit with a wrench, being caught by a superhero sucks shit. Unless it's Aquaman, who seems pretty nice.
Yeah, he just wants to talk you down, I guess. Yeah, don't commit
treason.
He
doesn't care.
He hit me with a... Just swordfish.
Yeah. Well, you robbed a bank.
You were about to shoot a man in the back of the head.
Oh, yeah. No, that's right. You were going to shoot a guy in the head.
Yeah.
I'm doing it again. All right. Well, yeah, that's it. That's that, eh? That's all, folks.
Yeah.
Want to hear more of this nonsense, but you're on a budget? For $5 a month, not only will you be helping support the show, but you'll get 2 bonus episodes a month. We've teamed up with Acast Plus to give you the Plumbing Sampler, a sneaky extra Plumbing the Death Star episode, and What If?, where we look at the important questions asked by our good friend Marvel Comics back in 1977 and do our best to answer them. Just head to plus.acast.com/s/plumbingthedeathstar or click the link in the show notes.